Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, good, Mike.
The treatment for coronary heart disease has evolved significantly over the past several years, in part due to improvement in both surgical and percutaneous revascularization techniques. The majority of patients with chronic stable angina are still treated with medical therapy, but revascularization, either with coronary artery bypass graft surgery, aka CABG, or with percutaneous coronary interventions, are considered very effective in certain subpopulations. The majority of complications associated with CABG are death and MI and stroke and wound infection, prolonged requirement for mechanical ventilation, maybe kidney injury and some bleeding reoperation issues. But nobody's really looked at longer term outcomes, particularly cognitive decline, that is memory loss after revascularization. You picked a poem this week from JAMA. It starts on page 1955, and it attempts to answer the question, are elderly adults with coronary artery disease at an increased risk of accelerated memory decline after coronary revascularization with coronary artery bypass grafting or with percutaneous coronary interventions? Mark, is this something we need to worry about?
Well, it's certainly something people have believed to be true. You know, some people, you know, report that they felt their cognitive skills weren't as good after a period on pump during a CABG. I've heard patients complain of that. So here's some data. Okay, it's these researchers, they looked at data from a large prospective longitudinal survey. They were community dwelling adults. It began way back in 1992 in the U.S. They were all 65 and older, and they underwent CABG either on pump or off pump and PCI. So they did one or the other, obviously. As part of the study, participants took regular cognitive tests to assess their longitudinal memory change. They adjusted the analyses for potential confounders like age, education, financial assets, body mass index, smoking, a lot of other issues, lots of comorbidities, as well as race and ethnicity. The average rate of memory decline was no different before or after either PCI or CABG overall. However, there was a statistically significant increase in the rate of decline after off-pump CABG compared with after PCI, but not after on-pump CABG compared with PCI. So there was some subgroup difference there. They note that off-pump CABG is increasingly seen as a less durable approach to CABG and is less widely used nowadays. So bottom line, this study didn't find a significant difference overall in the rate of memory decline among older adults who were undergoing either CABG or PCI. On pump is probably preferable to off pump CABG based on these data. So I think it's good to know. I think it can be reassuring to our patients, even though we're not making that direct decision as primary care physicians.
This on pump versus off pump, is that decision made based on the extent of the lesions and how long the surgeon expects the surgery to last? Is that what the decision is based on?
I suspect that probably plays into it, but honestly, not being a cardiothoracic surgeon, it's just not my domain. But I suspect, and it may have something to do with, you know, resources and available and the comfort level and the skill level of the surgeon and the anesthesia group. But I would guess that might be a driving factor, Mike.
If I'm not around and they have a choice, please ask them to use a pump with me.
Okay, we'll make sure they do.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again in a week.
All right.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.